How to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzz with you today with Michael Smith of Harris Ranch. We're back with Michael in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Michael Smith with Harris Ranch, one of those testifying before Congress this week on country of origin labeling. And as you listen to his testimony, you know he's not a fan of cool. In fact, he calls cool
as a solution, looking for a problem, but in reality is just bad public policy. And I don't think I need to remind you that the clock is ticking. Cool's plagued our industry for years. Its supporters point to surveys showing that Americans want to know where their beef comes from. But most surveys fail to provide an accurate measure of how consumers actually vote, which is with their pocketbook. As a family-owned, functionally integrated cattle feeder and beef processor, Harris Ranch has experienced firsthand the cost associated with implementing cool. From burdensome record-keeping of live animals to sorting and segregation of carcasses in the coolers to operating dedicated fabrication sets to separate the myriad of beef products generated from each and every carcass. Cattle producers are currently experiencing discounts ranging from $35 to $60 per head. They're applied for no other reason than country of origin labeling. These discounts are hitting U.S. cattlemen, cattle feeders, and processors that purchase cattle of Canadian and Mexican origin. In the southern tier states of California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, cattle producers often purchase feeder cattle from Mexico to graze on pastures or place them in feedlots to finish in the United States. Mexican origin cattle are extremely important to the southern tier states because they provide production efficiencies associated with keeping cattle pens full, bunk space occupied, and quite frankly, blood on the floor. They provide a consistent supply of fed cattle for beef processing facilities and especially those that are located near the border.
Michael Smith believes that WTO will rule against the United States again, and that could hurt us in being able to sell our beef into both Canada and Mexico. Huge markets for our U.S. producers. But he adds that the big picture problem with cool is more than just about monetary loss.
The vigorous defense of cool by our government sends an anti-trade signal to the international community. The WTO keeps telling us that cool violates our trade commitments, but our government keeps saying, no, it does not. Future trading partners will look at this issue closely and use it before they ink any trade deals with us. I'm certain we would do the same if we saw similar behavior from our trading partners. Finally, I wonder why our government wants to hurt an industry for a simple marketing program, and that's really what it is. The vast majority of the industry does not want it, and consumers don't use it.
At the end of the day, the bottom line, according to Michael Smith and others that testified before Congress this week, repeal cool ASAP. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.